Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
This is the ZABEcast, hosted by a Pop-Tart loving kid from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia. And since you probably have other, more important podcasts to waste your time on, screw those AirPods in tight and let's go.
Here we go. Thursday, March 12, 2026. Thank you for downloading. Many of you misunderstood what I said yesterday about when my oral surgery was. It is on Thursday. So as I tape this on a Wednesday night, here's how you know whether or not everything went pretty much according to plan and I'm fine. You will hear a subscriber edition of the ZABEcast if you are a one percenter and subscribe, and I thank you for that, on Friday with Scott and Solly. That means I'm okay. Just banged up, just kind of, oh God, oh man. Man, does my face hurt. And let's hope that you don't not hear me. Is that the way to say it? Let's hope that you do hear me, because if you don't hear me, then I'm in no shape to podcast, and things could have gone sideways. There's always a chance. There's no such thing as minor surgery. Or, as they say, minor surgery is what happens to other people. If it's you, it's major. So, knock on wood for that. Now, of all the things to get in my email inbox, and I do appreciate feedback from you guys who listen, and gals, at zabe@yahoo.com. I didn't expect this one to come in at this time. But my friend Al Mazika, down in the Tucson desert, writes to say you almost lost a subscriber. And my first thought was, oh my God, Al and I are kumbaya. We are hang dai, as they say in Chinese. I learned that word on Deadwood from Al Swearengin. We are tight. We've emailed each other many a times. What did I say to almost lose my man Al? He writes, Zabe, this may be TLDR, but let me tell you about my weekend. In January, I became a member of the really non-exclusive Club Cancer. I'm very sorry to hear that. A routine dental exam found a cancerous lesion on the lower right gum line in my mouth. So much for being a non-smoker. Wink. Thursday, the 5th, I checked into Banner UMC to have it removed. They also took some gum tissue, jawbone tissue, and about 3 or 4 molars in the area. Oh my God. Do we even have that many molars? Overnight stay, which is why I was absent last Friday, and I released on Friday afternoon to recuperate. No sweat, everything is fine. But wait, there's more. About 10:30 at night on Friday, I began bleeding profusely from my mouth. Now, when I say profusely, I mean like I was a doomed extra in the movie The Walking Dead. I knew I wasn't able to stop the flow, so called 911, grabbed my wallet, phone, and keys, locked up the house, and waited in my carport for the cavalry to arrive, which thankfully it did. Squad B, NWFD Station 333, came in very short order. They whisked me back to Banner, where the last thing I recall were a couple of questions about intubation and anesthesia. not good. Woke up Saturday in the ICU, still intubated and in restraints so I wouldn't yank the tubes out. I was shortly then extubated, not fun. Turns out an artery, Zabe, had decided that its warranty had expired and had to be cauterized. Also, I needed a couple pints of blood to replace what I had left behind at my house, parts of which now looked like a Manson family party had gone on in there. My son-in-law, a nurse practitioner, came from Mesa to stay with me after I was released again on Sunday. It was nice to have a professional in the family. I could trade his fees for child and pet care. He has now returned to Mesa, and I'm recuperating well, except for some soreness in my mouth, having been pried open that wide for more than a few hours. Anyways, bad news, you still get my $4.99 per month. Albert, almost no longer in Tucson. P.S., it's why they say there's no such thing as routine surgery. Son of a bitch. What? Why? Al, send me this email next week. Did you have to do it now? All right. Listen, life is a gamble. Life is a risk. Anything can happen. You have to accept that and be at peace with that and accept the fact that, hey, when it's your time, it's your time. So we go boldly into this, I think, relatively routine procedure on Thursday with high hopes for a speedy and easy outcome. There was a bit of a miscue on scheduling, so I was able to catch Charch today, and I got him for just a quick 25, 30 minutes, not our usual 45-minute to one-hour run. Going to hear from him in just a second. I didn't talk with him about the Bam Adebayo, quote, record last night against Le Wiz in Miami. 83 points on 43 shots and 43 free throws in one of the biggest Travis Sham mockeries that we have seen in sports in a long, long time. And I'm talking, this was as phony of a thing as we've seen for a supposed record since Nikisha Sales was allowed to limp onto the court at UConn with crutches to score a layup. Bam Adebayo surpassed Kobe for the, quote, record of second most points scored in an NBA game behind Wilt Chamberlain. Afterwards, Bam said, yeah, it's kind of wild. Wilt, me, then Kobe. Whatever, man. The Wizards were making a complete joke of the game. Bam did have a hot first quarter, hot first half. Remember, the Wizards are tanking like a mofo. They've acquired Trae Young and Anthony Davis, neither of whom suited up or played. They were also without Keyshawn George, one of their key young guys. And so they were very happy to be roadkill in Miami. And they let Bam go off for 31 in the first quarter, and he had 41 by halftime. I'm not saying Bam is a bad player. I'm not saying he didn't have a good night. But by the end of the game, when the Heat were fouling frantically while up big just to try to slow down the clock to get him a chance to go ahead and break this record, again, I'm almost out of air quotes here, it made a complete farce of the game. I said on Twitter, a proper league with a proper commissioner would have already suspended a dozen players and the coaches involved. But this league does not have a proper commissioner. This was in no way worthy of sport, no way worthy of competition, no way worthy of a league that is already shooting itself full of holes in both feet with PR miscues. On the very week they had to cancel the strip club promotion in Atlanta, this the NBA does. It's a joke. It's not a league to take seriously. And I don't. I stopped taking the NBA seriously a while ago. I don't know exactly when, but I finally realized, hey, enjoy it in May and June when the playoffs are here and the players give a shit. And then from there, just let it be. Let the NBA nerds, the Bill Simmonses, the Ryan Russillos, those guys are going to nerd out about the NBA. Let them. I don't have to. I'll see you in May when there's actual best of seven series and guys are trying. This was a farce. To think that you belong in that sentence is ridiculous. Bam Adebayo, really nice player. Good long career. Not a bad guy, but come on now. Now, to the larger point, it's not a fucking record. I don't know why I'm the only one that has to say this. It's second place, or as Ricky Bobby would say, first loser. Record. We throw around the word record too much. Records are not just, hey, I went to basketballresearch.com and so is the first player to score 25 or more points with at least six assists in 30 or more games. Not a record. And yet you're hearing these things being thrown out there. Records only belong to the most of something in a single season or in a single year or a single game or a single year or a career. Game, year, career. Game, year, career. That's it. Those are the three categories of records. And you got to be first, not second. And certainly not one in which every effort was made in order to, you know, engineer this outcome. Oh, there was another player. I forget who it was in the NBA. I know his name will come to me. He shot the ball at his own basket just in order to get a rebound to give him a triple-double. This ain't it, people. This ain't it. You want to be taken seriously as a league? And I'm not sure they really care at this point. The money is too good. The TV contracts are insanely lucrative, probably way too lucrative for NBC to ever make their money back on it. But if you care at all about being taken seriously, this shit can't happen. But I watched all of SportsCenter on Wednesday morning, and the gushing and the oozing and the ooh and the eyeing from everyone there was like, is anyone going to say this thing was completely fugazi, as the saying goes? And the answer was no. SportsCenter was going to play it up because they're an active partner with the association. They certainly weren't going to let anyone on SportsCenter condemn it as a false, phony, plastic, astroturfed non-record. Maybe somebody on the debate shows, you know, First Take, Facts versus Volume, Oh Yeah, Did Not, whatever those shows might have said, PTI, Around the Horn, Inside the Horn, Under the Drum, all these debate shows, maybe they brought it up there. But at least on SportsCenter, no, they were pushing it. They were pushing it as a wonderful thing. Look at this. Look at everybody down there. Farce. Plain and simple. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. It's church time. Paul Churchian is fresh off the golf course on this glorious Wednesday. It is hot out west. A heat dome has descended over the western half of the United States. It has decimated the ski resorts. Many of them, Church, closing early for the season, yes. But it is bringing early spring golf for you and others. I'm so happy. How was your round, buddy? Where'd you play? What'd you do on the second hole?
Well, we will not break down my golf game shot by shot, although we have a guy on KFAN who does that.
And oh, wow.
Somehow has been on the air 30 years breaking down his golf game.
Who's
every
that
day.
Common man?
Common man. That's right. That's right. The closest golf course to my house, it's only about 12 minutes away, is called Sky Mountain. And Sky Mountain is, it's a course that was built in what looks like the 80s. They are going to undergo a massive renovation, but it's still right now. The facilities are pretty dated, 40-year-old facilities, but the course, okay, and the course is not in great shape, but the views, it's got five or six holes, Zabe, that are just astounding views.
Yeah. And the whole state has astounding views. You picked a winner. Hence the song, Utah is the place to be. And that's where you are. And the fact that you went out golfing on your own volition just warms my heart as somebody who loves this game so much. Every round you play will drag you further and further into the clutches of this wonderful game of a lifetime.
I shot 111.
Well, I didn't say it would be immediate that you'd be great and fall in love. I said with every little step you take. Okay, so did you have fun along the way? Who did you play with?
I played with neighbors, and I'll tell you why. And tell me if you think this is if this is a fair rationalization. Because I shoot 111, I don't want to put that on innocent strangers. And even though I am very good at pace of play, I don't fart around with my shot. I'm still taking 111 shots. You know, it's, and that's a real 111, by the way. That's not a bogus 111. That's okay. A real 111. And so it takes, you know, I feel like I'm not comfortable putting that on others. I mean, you tell me, because, you know, obviously you get paired with other people when you golf all the time. You know, how much of a drag is that?
Well, it can take a lot of different forms. If it's 111 and you're effectively Ray Charles and can't see where your shots go and you need help finding every single fucking shot, then yeah, that gets to be a bit tedious. If it's 111 because you're duffing chips and you're 3 and 4 putting, that doesn't take as long, so who cares what the actual score is. If you can at least get the ball airborne on every shot, that's a good first milepost of your skill as a golfer. Can you reliably get the ball airborne?
Not every shot, no. Okay. I mean, I do. You know, I'm at about a two-thirds airborne guy.
Okay, so your ground ball rate is one every five swings?
No, it's worse than that. It's about a third. It's about a third.
Okay.
And
how many holes?
Being honest, and I don't want to be.
How many holes you just pick up on? Say, that's it. I'm done.
None. I played them all. And I got by the end of 18. I was fatigued. I had golf fatigue by 18. I was ready to be done, Zabe. So, I mean, is there a part in the pathway of a golfer where, you know, I start to wear down at about 14? Is I'm starting, you know, at that point I've swung, you know, 90 times or whatever. And so I'm starting to wear down right then. And then I feel like it's sort of a vicious cycle. You know, I'm getting tired because I've swung so much and now I'm swinging even more because I'm tired and I'm, you know, my focus and concentration aren't the same. So
play golf want to claim it's not a sport and you don't have to be an athlete, and they couldn't be more wrong. If they tried. So yes, it's a physical sport that does require strength, endurance, technique, strategy, mental toughness, and everything else. Did your neighbors enjoy your company?
Yes.
Did you joke?
We did.
Did you have a few cocktails along the way?
Well, I golfed with my Mormon neighbors.
They don't drink.
Like five times a week. They have what many would describe as the perfect marriage. She loves to golf and motivates them to golf. She loves to watch the PGA Tour on weekends. They are an elite golfing couple, and they golf and play together all the time. She's good. Her handicap's somewhere in the neighborhood of about 15.
Wow.
And she's a legitimately good golfer.
Nice.
Yeah. And yeah, and- that so you know, there was not a lot of boozing on this one. We free based some heroin, but we did not. No drinking.
Do they drink at all, your neighbors?
No. Okay. No. But they're now able to drink Diet Coke, and they do enjoy.
Well, good. Welcome aboard.
Previously able
right.
to do that.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right. So would they be mad if you were to have a beer or two or three?
Yeah, I haven't cracked that part yet.
Okay, so, you're not sure. You don't want to offend them. Okay. Did they have a cart? Did they have a cart girl at this place who had alcohol in Utah?
Oddly, no. I never saw the cart. I saw the Ranger a couple of times. Never saw a cart girl.
So it's kind of a humble enough public course. And on a Wednesday, a lot of times they don't have the staffing for somebody. So.
Yeah, okay. They were wrapping up. When I was leaving at 5 o'clock, they were wrapping up their day, pulling all the carts in and everything else. Also, I had a bad cart, and I don't think I should be frustrated by this, but I did. You know, where you hit the gas and it does.
You got to kind of put it halfway down. Yeah, you got one of the old Easy Goes or one of the Yamahas that's a gas cart. Gas carts are cheaper up front, but then when they break, require more mechanical repairs. The electric carts are more expensive in the long run because they have to replace the battery packs multiple times over the lifetime of the fleet, but they're simpler. They don't have as much going on with them. And that concludes our golf cart talk here on the podcast.
Well, okay, but speaking about golf carts, I think I have a man card. I had a man card moment this weekend.
Okay.
This past week.
Okay.
I believe. So I needed to install onto my side-by-side, my UTV, I needed to install turn signal blinker so I can be street legal, and a horn and hazard lights.
Wow.
And I had to tear apart big chunks of my UTV, my side-by-side.
You say tear apart, you mean to unscrew panels and other body cladding.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's
not literally tear apart.
Pry off panels, unscrew panels. Now, I didn't touch the engine, but I did have to pull old wiring out. I had to replace light fixtures. It was a 4-hour process.
But you did it though.
But I did it.
You did it with the help of YouTube or manuals?
YouTube and my brother. So it helped
YouTube,
have another person
brother
there.
And Grok or Claude.
Yes, I did not turn to Grok at any point during this. I'm happy to say, but it was, I loved, I did feel like it was a man card moment.
Church,
tearing this thing apart and reassembling it and everything. Yeah,
Church, your man card is fully certified and up to date and renewed because you, with no real, carpentry or electrical skills, did your own basement back in Minnesota. And I remember that whole project and I was so blown away. I was so admiring of your gumption and doing it that you've done it, bro. I love it. You get in there. You're like, I'll figure it out. How hard can it be?
Yeah.
It's the high school dropouts who become electricians and drywall hangers.
Not anymore, man. Those people have got it figured out because AI ain't coming for their jobs. That's the trades are where it's at.
Yeah.
And look, speaking of my man cards, Abe, look, I don't want to brag. And this might be a little too much information for some of your listeners, but there's a pretty good chance that I consummate my marriage tonight.
Really? You're going to bring it home tonight again for the 4,963rd time, huh? That's nice.
That's right.
Do you know what time it is having coital relations with your lovely bride? Do you keep a ticker on that?
I don't want to brag. Keep a running timer. It's like chess. We have one of those chess timers where.
Okay, click.
I'll do it for a while.
Yeah, right. Where she does that thing to you and then punches out, and then you do that thing to her and you punch in.
That's right.
Somebody should have, somebody should have? They should have one of those, like a flip calendar, but with numbers on it. And if you've been married a long time and you're still having relations, then after another one you throw in her, you just go over and you flip it over. You flip the number over. Right. Put one more on the board. All right, let's get to the biggest story of the day. Max Crosby trade undone due to a bad medical report that apparently spooked Eric DaCosta and the Ravens. Many are saying they did the Raiders dirty. Others are saying, hey, it's just sometimes it happens. It didn't help that they immediately turned around and then signed Trey Hendrickson without having to give up any draft picks whatsoever. Where do you fall on this whole thing? It was pretty stunning to see.
Ravens are the bad guys here, almost certainly. They gave up those two first-round picks for Max Crosby. And here's why it's so wrong what they did. And you know, he may have failed his physical, but I think you put that in air quotes. You know, I think everybody knew Crosby had an issue at the end of last year that kept him out of those final games of the season. He said he wanted to play. The team shut him down because they wanted the number one pick for sure. They didn't want Max Crosby going off and winning any games down the stretch. The team accidentally. And, you know, they were motivated to keep losing. So then Crosby shows up and they've got this deal set. And what's so important about this is the Raiders side, they're going to move on from all of his money. He's got, it was 40, 60 30. Million left on his two.
They said that it put $30 million back on the Raiders cap. Now, at first, a lot of the pundits this morning, including those on ESPN, were like, oh my God, they might not be able to do some of these deals they've promised to the free agents that were reported the last couple of days. But then Schefter comes on and Schefter says, don't worry, they've got enough cap space. They're going to handle this. Nothing's going to happen. Now, that could have just been Schefter reassuring the agents that leak him all this info about, okay, everybody calm down. Lindenbaum's deal is not falling through. Because if any of those deals start falling through and those guys have to go back out on the market, then that's a huge disaster because so much money has been allocated to a lot of different players.
Right. And where the Raiders really get jobbed on this, even if they can now, right in this moment, if they can still manage to take Crosby back and get under the cap, but they still probably had the $30 million they were planning to still spend on more players.
I know.
And now they can't. They get totally jobbed on this deal, and I don't think Crosby's hurt. I mean, if Crosby is actually legitimately hurt and in danger of missing week one of next year, which I think there's a 1% chance of, then it'd be different. But I don't think and nobody thinks that that's the case right now.
Well, the word is the knee, which I believe is a meniscus, is sort of in a condition, according to reports, that the Ravens felt like it had problematic 2-year sustainability. That, yeah, he could have powered through it, you know, with this offseason repair and rest, he could have powered through and gotten ready for week one. But they're like, we're buying this guy for a lot of assets and money. His knee has to last. How do you know, though, when you get the guy, is there a way to avoid this in the future? I don't know. I've heard from NFL people, charts that say you could flunk a ham sandwich in a physical if you wanted to.
Yes.
So
that's exactly right. You want to find a reason to flunk any athlete who goes through the rigors of an NFL season, you can do it. And here's the other part of it. What a team should do when you're talking about giving up two first-round picks, why don't you, if you're really actually legitimately worried about the medical conditions, have your doctor take a look at this guy, right? Crosby wanted off the Raiders. The Raiders wanted to move him. And in theory, the Ravens wanted to get Crosby. So have Crosby go do a physical before you finish the deal. That would have been possible too, because all the parties would have agreed to it.
Well, this is like when you would go to buy a used car. And I remember these days when I was a younger man and couldn't afford fancy new cars. You would always make sure to get it looked at by an independent mechanic. You would arrange with the seller through the classified ads, hey, do you mind if I take this to my mechanic? And you'd work out a way that, you know, they allowed you to do that. So you're not getting a total flood-damaged lemon. Nowadays, So I don't know how it works with the trades. Here's the bigger question. So who is going to jump back into the Crosby business? And the compensation surely won't be two number ones now, will it? It's got to be a lone number one.
Yeah, no chance. Maybe it's not even a number one. I mean, who knows? Trey Hendrickson just went with, you know, people got him for nothing. Didn't have to pay anything. It was open market.
Well,
I don't know. Max Crosby will probably garner maybe a number one, but that might be it.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing about Hendrickson is that, you know, he signs this big deal. It's like a 4-for-114. The numbers, we'll know the real numbers later on when these contracts get filed with the NFLPA. The agents always lie about it, or they don't lie about it. They give you numbers that are very glossy looking. that are not going to be reality. Yeah. But the Bengals bungled it because they had a guy who was worth this much money after an injury-prone year, and they held on to him stubbornly when he was coming off a 17.5 sack season because they wanted too much in the trade market. So, and then,
they should have known, you know, you should see this coming, and the Bengals should have been looking ahead at this offseason. Every front office should be working a year ahead, and they should have seen this coming, I think.
Yeah. And then the other thing in the NFL, talk about teams not knowing what the fuck they're doing. The Colts. The Colts today caved and gave Daniel Jones a 2-year deal, approaching close to $50 million a year. Man, I believe 60 of the 88 is fully guaranteed, but talk about another stopgap. Oh, shit, we've backed ourselves into a corner. And that's after they gave Alec Pierce way too much money. Somebody said pithily on Twitter, you know, when you have a chance to give Alec Pierce and Daniel Jones $80 million, you just have to do it.
Have to do it. Now, in fairness, Daniel Jones played great in the first half of the season. His play started to tail off in the second half of the season, and then he got knocked out for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
the Achilles injury.
Yeah.
But these Achilles injuries are serious for a quarterback. You know, Kirk jerks like me note that he played poorly with Atlanta.
Right.
And that was a problem. And, you know, coming off the Achilles, he was better last year, 2 years off the Achilles. And that might be the case for Daniel Jones, who's already had an ACL. Now he's had the Achilles. And, you know, but you got to have a quarterback. And now, like, my Vikings are stuck looking at Kyler Murray. And that's, I think, by the time people hear this, I think there is a chance that he will be a Viking by the time people hear this.
Yeah.
This could easily go down tomorrow.
And will you be able to get excited about him as a Viking?
I'm going to be able to rationalize it to myself.
You will. You'll talk yourself
into it. I'm a Vikings fan.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to convince myself that Kyler Murray has been a victim of circumstance in a terrible organization. Yeah. And that he was not actually outplayed by Jacoby Brissett last year. And that Kyler Murray can be an asset for a Vikings team that has proven itself capable of resurrecting careers. It's like Sam Darnold. So I'm not trying to convince myself that is going to be the case. I've got a stat for you on Kyler Murray.
Okay.
You will probably hear more than once.
I'm doing the drum roll during for the stat of the day.
Listeners can play along. We'll do this as a trivia game. During Kyler Murray's 7-year Arizona tenure, he missed 30 games as the starter. How many of those 30 games did they win without Kyler Murray?
16 of the 30, just over 50%.
5.
Ooh.
Which suggests that maybe it's just the Cardinals.
Yeah, there is definitely that. If the quarterback whisperer, your guy McCarthy, can do a number on him and can shine him up and restore him, it'll be a great story, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, if he can. Yeah. Then he'll have done it multiple times, and it'll be hard for anybody to suggest that, you know, that he's not the quarterback.
Yeah. One of the great tweets of the day was that if somebody in your fantasy league did what the Ravens just did, they'd be kicked out of the league. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly true. right there. All right. I'm going to finish with this, cause we only got a little bit of time tonight. You are a guy that loves games, board games and just whatever fantasy. And you love understanding the rules and the nuances of the games and how they're played. It was an incredible embarrassment to Team USA in the World Baseball Classic when their manager, Mark DeRosa, who had been picked off of MLB Network because he was just doing TV and I guess podcasting. They're like, hey, DeRosa, you want to manage the team? And they're like, sure. Every other country, by the way, picked people in the game of baseball, actual managers.
Yeah.
But they pick a broadcaster, and then he goes on the air hours before the game yesterday against Italy, which really is just the American JV team, because if you look where all these Italian quote-unquote players are from, It's like Hackensack, New Jersey, Wichita, Kansas. Like, they're Americans, but they're playing for Italy. Okay, fine. He goes on TV and he says, well, you know, we really like to win this game, but I'm also trying to get so-and-so some time. I'd also like to see so-and-so get some at-bats because we've got our ticket punched to the elimination round. Spoiler, they did not have their ticket punched. And it was not realized by anybody until about the fifth inning when they're down 8-0. And he had Clayton Kershaw warming up in the pen for like a celebratory appearance of sorts. And they shut him down. And then they got Miller up and running because they're like, shit, we better put in a good reliever. But we had big bats that were not put in as well. DeRosa is a complete clown. He did admit afterwards, I misspoke or misunderstood, whatever. Here's the thing that people are not talking enough about. Where were the announcers on MLB Network to go, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. You're not through yet. Like, they should have corrected him if they knew at the time right away. And even if they didn't know, somebody on Team USA, some assistant coach, bullpen coach, bullpen catcher, the fungo bat guy, somebody should have said, charge. Hey, we're not really guaranteed yet. Your thoughts as a game guy who knows the rules, the intricate rules of everything, how bad was this?
It's really bad. I mean, it's ultra embarrassing, right? That you don't know the fundamental rules of how you might get eliminated from the whole process. It's bad that it happened. It's really bad the announcers didn't know. Even worse that the coach didn't know. It was DeRosa, right?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I don't know.
I don't know where you go. How you hide this? How you make yourself look good?
Somebody said, how can you even have him back on MLB Network? How can you take any of his analysis about anything seriously, given this situation?
No, well, okay, but here's how you could. I mean, this is a very specific thing to this, you know, this, I don't know, what is this thing called again?
The World Baseball Classic.
What do you call this thing?
The WBC, the World Baseball Classic.
Right? Yes. It's not like you didn't know the rules of baseball. That would be worse. You just didn't know the elimination criteria for this. It's bad, but
you're the manager.
Not as bad as not knowing what a balk is.
But you're the manager is the thing. So here's what we need, according to the chart that I saw online. We need Italy to win again against Mexico or Mexico to score 5 or more runs. It's bad if Mexico wins low scoring. If Mexico wins 4-1, I think we're screwed. But don't quote me on that. I'm not the manager of the team.
Hey, well, right. You don't have to know. You don't have to know. Who the hell cares about the World Baseball Classic? Let me ask that. I mean, do you care?
I don't care.
And maybe it's because I've been tarnished by years of Twins baseball. In Minnesota, nobody gives a rat's ass about this thing. Is this thing have more legs than I know?
In some countries it does. For the real baseball playing countries, not Italy, by the way, but Dominican, Venezuela, etc., matters a lot to them, a lot of pride there. Japan as well. It produces good, interesting stories. There was a pitcher from the Czech team who's a full-time electrician, and he pitched 4 2/3 scoreless innings, big thick beard.
Wow.
Yeah, he's an electrician. And he pitched 4 2/3 and struck out Shohei Ohtani in Japan.
What?
Yes. In Japan, his fastball barely topping 80 miles an hour. But I guess a crafty guy with his off-speed location stuff struck out the best player in the game, legend in Japan, and then got a standing ovation from the Japanese fans. Very passionate, very knowledgeable fans. Look that one up, Charge.
Awesome.
Look it up tonight.
Can we sign him to the Minnesota Twins?
Be nice. Yeah. Be nice for you guys to have that.
Yeah.
All right.
And he could work on the scoreboard in his off time. He could, rewire the scoreboard, when he's not, when he's got rest days. Yeah.
Or you could do it. I hear you are pretty good at wiring stuff from
That's a great point. My newfound skills, wiring up lighting systems. I think that would only make sense. I'm going to head to Target Field and start working on the Jumbotron.
Yeah. The golf boom continues. According to the National Golf Foundation, golf participation recreationally jumped from 31 million in 2019, that's pre-pandemic, to 48 million today. A 41% increase since COVID. And Charch, you are one of those 17 million new golfers. And we welcome you into the big tent that is golf. All right?
Awesome. All right, that is awesome. One last thing on golf to go full circle. I refuse to buy golf shoes until I crack 100. I don't feel like I can do it. I never blame my equipment, and I will not buy golf shoes until I can crack 100 because I haven't earned it.
Okay. You haven't earned it. You haven't earned your spurs yet, huh, cowboy? You're like, I'm not good enough to wear golf shoes. That is such a wrong-headed take, and especially for a man who bought himself a side-by-side after one wild ride in the desert with his neighbors. It's absurd, but I'll forward all the emails to you. People, send Charch the emails as to why he should splurge for a pair of shoes.
All right, and buddy. Also, I'm not buying my sand wedge yet either because I feel like I don't deserve it yet.
Charch, this is not a video game where you have to win certain levels to then get accessories for your character. Okay. All right, buddy.
It feels like that, though.
All right, my man. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Jeff. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
What a great legacy. Let's from heaven above. It's a legacy.
Okay, let me end on this. I don't mind being asked questions about sports and sports terms from people, and if I know them off the top of my head, I will just type it out real quick in an email and go, nah, this is why, whatever. It means that you reach out to me as a trusted expert. Or a guy that knows a few things about a few things that, you know, you wanted my opinion. So I take that as a compliment, and I am happy to take a second to respond. Sometimes, though, I don't know the answer. So I got an email from somebody saying, hey, you talk about the tournament being more heavily tilted towards favorites and big seeds. And when that happens, the tournament brackets are very chalky. What is chalky mean? I confess, I'm like, damn, that's a good one. I don't even know. So I quickly went to my internet web browser and I typed it into the window, and here's what it says. This according to the Google AI. Quote, the term chalk in gambling originates from early horse racing, where the bookmakers used chalk to write the betting odds on a blackboard. Because the favorites in horse racing would often receive the most bets, their odds would change frequently, requiring constant erasing and rewriting, which left the favorite's name covered in chalk dust. And now you know, as Paul Harvey once said, the rest of the story. That'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for the well wishes. I've probably made way too much of this thing. It's a root canal plus. I'll be fine. For subscribers, we're on with Scott and Solly for Friday, barring any sort of sideways turn. And I appreciate everybody who does subscribe. You can join the party for a mere $4.99 a month. You can get 12 months for the price of 11. And if you are a subscriber, you not just get Fridays, you also get ad-free Monday through Thursday. So you get that as well, which is nice, and maybe total consciousness on your deathbed. Can't promise it, but I've heard some people with some good results. I believe Al Mazzica had total consciousness before he almost met his maker due to a hemorrhaging artery in his smashed up face. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and we will see you next time.
Calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
you chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.